Dorothy Parker once wrote in a now famous couplet, "Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses." Some credit her with bringing about contact lenses, but I give the nod to a Czech chemistry professor named Otto Viktorla. In 1952, while traveling on a train to Prague, Viktorla was a citizen of Czechoslovakia, he observed a fellow passenger reading about metal implants for eyeball replacement. He told the traveler it would be much better to invent some plastic for implants that would be compatible with the surrounding tissue. Viktorla was a chemist who studied polymers, long, flexible pieces of plastic, and he was fascinated with making polymers compatible with the human body. His fellow passenger turned out to be the secretary of a health ministry commission looking into the use of plastics for medicine. The commission ordered Viktorla to make such an implant, but embarrassingly, he had to tell them that he had no such material, adding quickly that he was sure he could synthesize some. He started looking at polymers called hydrophilic, or water-loving, and even before he started, he began filling out patents on potential uses, one of which was for soft contact lenses. At that point, his life changed dramatically. The Czech Communist Party dismissed him from his job, calling him politically unreliable. Viktorla focused his newly found free time on finding ways to turn his soft, water-loving polymer into a pliable lens. In his kitchen, he built a mold the shape of a lens, mounted it on a child's erector set, then used the motor of an old phonograph to spin the mold. Viktorla sprayed polymer on the spinning shape and created a thin, perfectly formed contact lens. By early 1962, he and his wife, a doctor, had produced 5,000 of them. Viktorla traveled around the world distributing handfuls of lenses to interested ophthalmologists and optometrists. The reaction was unanimous, he later said. They were a joke, an interesting subject, but without any wider application. Nothing much happened until he demonstrated his contact lens for some U.S. patent lawyers touring Prague. He recalled, "I took a lens out of my eye, threw it on the floor, stepped on it, then washed it with my mouth and put it back in my eye." The lawyers were impressed enough to buy the patent rights. The Czech government received the lion's share of the money. Viktorla got almost none. He took the loss philosophically, saying later, "I would have had problems with what to do with such an amount of money." Instead, he just kept inventing, earning hundreds of patents on biomedical plastics and synthetic fibers. And also, Viktorla earned huge academic distinction and international recognition for inventing the contact lens, although he always wore glasses.